Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. What a wonderful day. What fun we're going to have today. I'm looking forward to this. As always, I look forward to all the shows.
Yes, but we're definitely getting our creative juices revved up to this. So today we are talking about romance and consciousness.
Tell us more.
Romantic? Right. So romance is the expression of being in love coupled with the expanded quality or feeling of mystery, excitement, and I don't know if this is the right word, but remoteness from everyday life. So romance doesn't entirely feel connected with reality, but it is connected with the possibility of more. And consciousness is in love with physical reality. It's in love with creation. So as consciousness, you know, we love our creation of who we are and our lives here. So rather than escaping reality through romance, can we be in the romantic dance as consciousness flowing into form?
Whoa, sounds good. Great place to start. And then we do get into the physicality of the human experiencing the day-to-day, right? And what is it like to be romantic or to be in a romance or to just feel good about life? And this month, we're looking at all the aspects of love. Last week, it was love and consciousness. This week, about romance and lust and all that good stuff. And then next week, we're going to talk about the parental love and then agape love. So all the different parameters of love that we can experience and more. There's much more than what we'll talk about, but we want to invite all of you to just sit back, relax, and treat yourself good, because that's what romance is about. Don't you think, Joan? It's about treating yourself good.
Yeah. Put your feet up, yeah. Eat some chocolate, and listen to the show.
I love it. So, and we want people to call in if they have anything to talk with us or like to share something about romance. And that's 1-888-627-6008. Please call us if you like, and we'll be here to talk with you. And Joan, okay, let's get all these lovely announcements out of the way so we can talk about love and romance.
Yes, but you know what? The announcements are really important, so I'm going to share them with you because we want to know how to engage with us outside of the show. So you get a lot of value from listening to the show, and you're curious about us, and if you'd like to know more, there are these other ways to engage with us, and you can find out more about me at joan-newcomb.com. In fact, you can go there and get a quiz that tells you what your life purpose is and how to regain your passion. So that's on my website. And then also, I do meetups around the Puget Sound. I do them in person in Seattle, Tacoma, Bellevue, and Olympia. 6 times a month, it seems. And then also, I have a teleseminar coming up tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern, and that's my Inner Circle teleseminar. So I do these conscious conversations, and the Inner Circle is going even deeper into consciousness. So fasten your seatbelts on that one. And then I'm bringing the Inner Circle conversation to Seattle on Sunday, February 28th, so that we can also talk deeper about this face-to-face. And then my next meetup is in Bellevue on the 21st of February, and then my Conscious Conversations in Tacoma is March 5th. And Janet, you've actually got 2 meetups now, don't you?
Yeah, what we're doing is Conscious Conversations with Janet is on Tuesday night, here in Portland, Oregon for everyone. You can get it through my website or actually email me at janetb@janetandbeyond and I'll get you info. Or we're also opening up our Thursday group to the same. So this is about being in heart-centered awareness, the conversations that come from there for those people that are here participating. So we have it's just wonderful to participate with people. So if you're in the Portland, Vancouver area, please consider doing that. And then what else? Oh, we want to let them know about our Conscious Conference call, which will be February 18th. And that's wherever you are in the world, and you can drop in, and we're at 7 p.m. Pacific, that's it, 7 p.m. Pacific, Thursday night. It's usually the third Thursday of the month, and for an hour there, we can all gather and go deep. We just love to go deep because we got to get out of this surface stuff that shows up in our world. So going deep is the only place to go.
Yes. And if you want to go deeper with us on other social media, we are on Facebook. So you can come to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet and connect with us on Facebook. You can also connect with Janet on Facebook at Janet Barrett. You can connect with me on Facebook either at Joan Newcomb, that's my fan page, or my regular page is Joan Marjorie Newcomb on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. The show is at Joan and Janet on Twitter, and then I'm at Joan Newcomb on Twitter. And fasten your seatbelts because I have quite a hilarious timeline there. And you can email us, consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, or you can also subscribe to this show on YouTube because we have the shows all on YouTube. You can lie back and binge watch it, or you can follow my show. I have a Mystic Minute I put out twice a week that's on YouTube as well. So there's so much. You could just play with us every day of the week.
Treat yourself good, right? It's all about hearing that authentic voice, calling out all the chatter from your rational reasoning mind and getting past your thoughts and really hearing yourself from an honest perspective. And we offer no judgment in that. There is no judgment in that. If you feel judgment, then that's your left brain talking to you. So we're all about being in that right brain where it's as consciousness you experience yourself. And we want to invite everyone to participate in that. And in our reality, there is no time, space, dimension. Whenever you're listening to this show, whether it's live or on podcast, you're adding to our experience. And that's our rule set. So I like our rule set, Joan. It's all about being consciousness and what that means. So here we are.
Yes. Yes. Do we want to talk a little bit more about romance before we slide into the commercial break?
Sure. What's romance to you, Joan?
What is romance? Well, you know, there's a couple of different levels of romance, and there's the kind of the fantasy romance, and that's what, you know, media throws out at us is, you know, the kind that you get on TV shows or the kind that you get in movies, and it sets up all this really unrealistic expectation.
And it's so artificial, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's artificial. And then you think you're supposed to be in that experience. And if your real life isn't having that experience, then what do you do? Right? Yeah.
So real life romance doesn't necessarily look that way. Now, the thing is that a lot of romance is at the very beginning of relationships where there's a lot of unknowns. And so that's where, you know, your mind is fantasizing. So we could also talk a little bit about the difference between, you know, fantasy romance and real romance and what the real feeling is behind romance.
Well, I think in my frame of reference, romance is where you want to charm, adore, celebrate the partner. And the partner being whoever you're in a relationship with. And that taking that focus, creating that focus, letting that other person know that that's your intention. That this is how I want you to know that I care. It's just a wonderful thing. And it can be as simple as writing a note to someone or taking out the laundry or whatever it is. You know, I mean, I've been married, what, 38 years? You've been married 10 or so. And you think, oh, the romance is gone. Well, it could be, but it doesn't have to be. It's not in my life. So there's ways to appreciate the other and celebrate. Yes, and I think that's what we want about romance, right? You want to know that you're important to someone?
Yes. And we will talk more about this right after the commercial break. So hang on there. Hang on to your romantic little pillow there.
Illusions.
And, and we'll come right back. About romance and consciousness in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we are talking about romance and consciousness.
I bet a lot of issues that might come up about the idea of romance is people's different expectations. What do you think?
Definitely. People have, and the whole nature of romance is anchored in fantasy and therefore it's, there's a distortion to it. So when we're talking about consciousness, though, consciousness is really the essence of truth. So how do you bring truth, or how do you reconcile truth in with romance?
Well, I think it depends upon what that state is for you. I mean, because we don't all look like Charlize Theron. We don't all look like Sean Connery or, let's see, George Clooney or, whomever. And it's in my eyes that I hold you to be beautiful, right? Yes. And you can have a pot belly and you can have all these things and you're still beautiful to me. And women kind of get the short end of the stick because of the way we've set up that. Certainly in Western culture. I don't know about other cultures, but, in the United States, that what you look like really has gotten a lot of investment in our society, unfortunately, I think. And everybody wants to think they're going out with a movie star. Ye gods. but that's just that kind of surface. I would rather be with someone who makes me smile, right? Someone who I appreciate having someone who's there for me. And there's all those variables that come into play. So I think just the idea of being appreciated is very, very important.
That reminds me, I knew a woman who went to Italy when she was in her 50s, and she was astounded at how Italian men really appreciated her because they did not have that age barrier, and they could see her attractiveness even in her menopausal body. And so she said, American men all want Pamela Anderson, and they all think that they can get her. And so that kind of dates the story because it'd be somebody else now. That now would be Miley Cyrus or I don't know, whatever. And, it reminds me of another quote, which I can't remember. It was a therapist who worked with couples who'd been in long-term relationships and how he helped them bring the romance back in. And he said, the best sex comes with cellulite.
Boy, I haven't seen that out there. I need to, we'll need to put it in the lunchbox note.
So if you think about that though, it's because real sex is an intimate union, and real intimacy comes with knowing someone. There's a trust and a knowingness there that exists only in long-term relationships. And so that's really where you can get the big O, is, you know, when you're actually with someone in the long term.
Yeah, that so we comfortable with, sure.
Yeah, but yep. we've now, this is all on the physical realm. I wonder how the conversation is going to shift when you bring us into heart space.
You got it. Let's go there, people. Let's see, because I think we hold all this information in different places.
And
so,
also just tell them a little bit about what heart space is, if they're brand new.
Okay. All right. Especially since we're talking Valentine's Day coming up. We're not talking about that heart. We're talking about the core essence of all consciousness. You can start with your physical heart, right? That gives you a place to anchor to or to be centered to. Watch your languages here. And then there's the emotional heart. And a lot of this feels like emotion when you talk about heart. And there is that. And then you go to what heart also means, the core essence of all. And that's where we're all one. We're just in a sea of potential, and we're the bits and pieces of information in that. And that's where change is, where there is no judgment. It's just warmth, support. And it's where you're free of the labels and the definitions that we need in the real world, whatever we decide that to be. But we go back and forth. So we're going to tap into that level. And so we're all going to just relax and just notice, roll the shoulders around. There seems to be a lot of crunchy there today. And take a breath. And the part of you that can join us physically, great. The part of you that's going to have to be busy doing something else, fine. Just notice what it's like. And there's the phone ringing. How nice. Okay. Yeah. So the world is out there.
They're calling in. They're just not using the right number.
That's right. Okay. And it said unknown. So I love that.
Unknown is calling.
So let's just notice what it'd be like to relax. Breathe. And put whatever's concerning you up there. And up there is just a space up there. So just put it over there. And then just notice what it likes to just feel yourself sort out, separate. And all you're really doing is changing how you're relating to that information. Okay, there is no in, there is no out. It's just the illusions we create in that logical mind. So it's just you're just going to reorganize yourself. So there's just nothing to be attached to here. And I can hear lots of screaming about that. Yeah, there's nothing to be attached to here. So just breathe. Notice your heart. Give thanks that it's there and beating. And we'll have romance with our own heart. How about that? Adore your heart. There you go. Let's start with that. It is wonderful. Look at all it puts up with. I love my heart. There we go. Then allow it to a sense of deepening to the layer of the emotional realm, which is when you love your heart, you're already into a place of emotion that is warm. So notice that. You could be angry at your heart. You could be upset. Don't judge it. Just notice what it would be like to switch to where you love it. There you go. Another breath. There we go. And then go deeper into the core, the essence of all, where you and I meet. And we're bits and pieces in this infinite sea of potential. There we go. And the loveliest way that you can experience anyone else and yourself is from this place. This is romance. This is love. Mystery and exciting and unexpected, and you don't know what's next. What a perfect place to be for yourself. Joe. What you got?
I was thinking about that mystery and that excitement, and you don't know what is next. And actually, that kind of is romance with life.
Yeah.
Because when you're right in the present moment, which is also when you're fully aligned with yourself as consciousness, it is this wonderful dance, but it's also, it's improvisational. Mm-hmm. And you're not trying to script it out. You're not trying to control it. You're just going with the flow of the music. And so there is an excitement about being in the unknown with it. And you know what? Consciousness is love. And when you're in consciousness, you are in love with life. You know, you're experiencing that love of life. And that's really the ultimate romance, is with yourself as expanded consciousness and with your physical form that you've created.
Yeah, all about relationships. We're relationship-based creatures. So we're always in some kind of connection, or looking to establish connection or feel connection. And when you're connected to life like that, and you experience it that way, who you connect to, it might show up differently in the spectrum of what life has to offer. And when you are looking for someone to complete you, someone who needs you, you can start to feel that that's really your stuff, that you're not feeling that within yourself. And consciousness loves you. And consciousness doesn't judge you. If you hear a judgment voice, once again, that's a control mechanism or something you're generating. But in this state, all there is feeling good. And when you feel that for yourself, then who comes into your world will also reflect that back to you. And that's what romance is, I think. And it can be as simple. I love it when my husband takes my shoes and he cleans them for me. You know, I mean, that's care for me of something I am not paying attention to at all, right? I'm not one of those shoe kind of women. And so when I see him and he just grabs my shoe and he goes to polish them, I'm like, oh my God, that makes me feel so good, right? It can be that simple. It can be that simple.
And, you know, that's the way a lot of men express their feelings is through action. So they're taking action and doing something like that. So, you know, if your husband comes home and the first thing he does is start fixing the screen door, it's really, he's expressing love for you and by maintaining the house that way. And, you know, if your sense of expressing love is by talking about your day, you might miss the expression of love that's coming from him.
Right. Right. Or if, you know, I want to get this done for you. And so when you approach and you go, oh, well, give me a kiss first. And he's like resistant because he wants to get the job done, as opposed to, oh, right, I got to give you a kiss. Right. There's just all these different variables that come into play. And just being open makes a huge difference, I think, in romance. And it's not what I want you to have. It's more the approach when you can get the cues from the person that you want to do something for, and it's something they would like, right? As opposed to, okay, this is what I want us to do, and I'm doing it in your name. It's like, no, what would you like, and how can I be with you doing something you like? That's romantic.
And, you know, I was originally talking about consciousness, and so the relationship in romances was between you and your higher self, or your higher mm-hmm. self and you. And then in terms of other people that are in your hologram, you know, all of us are conscious. All of us mm-hmm. are creating life as consciousness. And as consciousness, we've created all this diversity around us, because that's what's fun, because as consciousness, as essence, you're unity. And so you've got these opposites, and you've got these different interactions, and it's all consciousness expressing love for consciousness. And so, you know, you're talking about how to receive love as well as how to give love. And as each of us learn how to do that or get more skilled how to experience that, we can actually experience this wonderful expansion of consciousness in everyday life, because we're letting it happen and letting the flow happen.
Well, we're also allowing ourselves to recognize that other person's consciousness and humanity, right?
Yes.
And we can be so blind sometimes. We get so focused on our own inner worlds, and to the exclusion of we're not paying attention to that who hopefully is the partner, who they're your partner. So that means that in that role, they're there to support you, do things for you, nurture you, love you, whatever it is. And it's kind of a disservice when you don't allow your partner to do that for you. But then again, that may not be the way you set it up. You know, we all each have our game we're playing. So, yeah. And it's nice to have someone to share that energy with, isn't it?
Yes, and if you don't have someone to share that energy with, it, you can still share that energy with yourself and know you're embraced by your expanded self. So there's, you know, both of these things are going on here. So we're talking about how to have it more when you're in partnership, but also how to have it more when you're not in partnership.
Yeah, and how to be okay with however that is showing up for you. You know, and I'm very fortunate. I have a partner, and I'm a partner kind of person. So I always enjoy that relationship. And some people aren't set that way. And, you know, then you get contrast and styles and flavors and all that. So you have to contend with. So that I think even allows you to more focus on yourself as consciousness sometimes. Because it gives you pardon, it gives you grace in being with someone else and in that space and going, okay, we're together because we want to be together, not because we have to be together or we're forced to be together. And that allows us our own independence in that. So, what a beautiful day it is here in Portland. Portland, Oregon, everybody, no matter where you are in the world, it's beautiful here right now. The sun is shining. There's a little bit of clouds. It's in the 60s. And the breeze is blowing. It's just lovely outside my window.
And I'm 2.5-3 hours up I-5 from you. So we're also having just a beautiful sunny day. And for folks who are not in the Pacific Northwest, it's just... We don't have brilliant sunny days in winter. You know, it's a miraculous.
It's February.
It's February. And, you know, so, I mean, it was actually foggy an hour ago here, but because I'm on the water, it's supposed to get to be 61 today. It's right now about, the fog's just breaking, so it's about 50 here. Mm-hmm. So we're not as sunny or warm as Portland, but Portland is not as sunny or warm as, you know, San Diego. So.
There you go. It's all relative.
Right. So, you know, and to wrap that around to romance and consciousness, you know, this reality is created in by love. And when you stand out in nature and you can feel the sun on your face and you can see the camellias blossoming on the bushes and, you know, seeing the crocuses push up, you can receive and experience that incredible joy of life.
Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, when you tend to garden, you're romancing it, right? You're adoring that earth. You're adoring those blossoms. You know, it's an adoration state, I think, definitely. I like it.
Yeah,
you must be outside my window looking at my crocus and my camellia. Okay, got it.
actually, my neighbors have a camellia right outside my office window. That we're seeing. But we saw crocuses the other day. I was thrilled. You know, because I grew up back east. I grew up in the D.C. suburb in Maryland. And I remember my mother telling me that when crocuses came up, it was my birthday. Well, my birthday's in April. So, you know, crocuses come up here in the Northwest, like January, February. But in April is, you know, the snow's just passed there. So I don't know if we should be going on and on about the beautiful weather here. Where, you know, my brother in Long Island is sitting under several inches of snow right now. So.
I see. Well, we'll share it. So you can access this state of joy and pleasure that Joe and I are holding no matter where you are in the world as you listen in and feel that, because that's part of our reality, our physical reality. So just allow that to be flowing into your sense of physical reality. Oh, another phone call. Oh, this is really
Yeah, wild. Because your phone doesn't have a mute button, right?
Yeah, that one sure doesn't. So, how very funny. So we'll just listen in and see what you hear or feel or are aware of. The energy today seems very relaxed, which is lovely. And romance is in the air. It is, according to Hallmark, coming up on Valentine's Day, which is probably just a United States experience. We weren't aware if it was elsewhere in the world. So people's minds are thinking about their heart and their loved ones or their lack of loved ones or whatever it is. And so just notice how you're holding that energy there in this state. It's all about this state. How do you feel about love? How do you feel about romance? How do you feel about this, that, or the other thing? What would be romantic to you? So just notice those things. How clear are you in communicating what is important to you? Not what your needs or wants are. What is important to you? We want to start getting out of this. I have to have this. I need that. There's such an intensity of energy and all that. And it's just what is important to you. And that might be different than it was a week ago or 10 years ago or even a moment ago. Because in consciousness, it's all about potential and being able to slip and slide in that state between the bits and pieces of what we think we are. So what would you do to experience romance? What are you willing to have in your life? What are you willing to do without? We're looking for honesty here. Honesty with yourself. And not to let that limit you. That's just to open that embrace up. Yeah. That's nice. What do you notice, John?
Well, I'm noticing that as we step more deeply in this, we've been getting all these external phone calls. You've had a couple phone calls. Mm-hmm. I've had phone calls on both my phones. One of them is muted, one of them wasn't. And I'm just thinking, like, okay, what does this really mean? You know, why is this? What's going on here? So,
well, what could we help with? What do we notice that people might want some support about? Or?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because, you know, the thing is that we'll get people listening to the show, and they may not be in circumstances listening to it live. They may not, they're at work. They can't phone in. They're driving. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the things I, when you ask that question, is I tune into the pain that comes up. And, you know, all of these Hallmark holidays, you know, these things like Valentine's Day are Hallmark holidays. They're laden with these expectations, and people just, you know, then it becomes more painful than enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for those of you not in the United States, Hallmark is a Hallmark card company. That decided about Valentine's Day, I think in the late 1880s or something, 90s or something like that. And lots of business in the United States in advertising is around Hallmark moments. And not to put the company down, they do an excellent job at what they do. But like anything, it creates this artificial sense of what you're supposed to feel. And I think Joan is describing the difference between what you feel and what the card says you should feel and what
advertising said you should feel, and how do you feel about how you don't feel or do feel, and what do we notice about that? Sometimes they're good Valentine's Day, sometimes they weren't so good, right?
Yes.
And then there was the school. You know, when I went to school, to make it easy and copacetic for everyone, is everybody got a little package of cards and you signed your name and you gave it to all the other kids in your class. And then there was always someone who didn't get cards, you know, for whatever reasons. And then there were the secret admirers. You didn't sign your name. You put secret admirer. And then you didn't know who it was from. And so you can have a lot of questionable clarity, right, about how you feel about romance and love. And if you had parents and they're going to be your big example to follow, and what that relationship was like. And is it something that brought out good feelings about love and heart and romance and lust and all that stuff that gets tied up into it? We get to thank our parents. We get to thank our lack of parents. I mean, where did you learn about these things? You know, we don't judge any of it. We just notice. So notice how you are thinking. Just notice, and when we use the word notice, we're allowing ourselves to sense, using our sensory system, to experience information. So what's coming into your awareness? What is, and whether it's the bird out the window, or the ringing phone, or the traffic, or how you feel an itch in one spot, there's all different kinds of ways to notice information that's basically encoded information. So we get to be open and just tap into our awareness that all of it is okay. Don't judge it. Just allow yourself to notice if I mean, and that's why I tend to speak in certain patterns, and Joan does too, is because we're giving you place to bring awareness to the surface of, oh, that just dinged me, or, oh, I just felt good about that. So we do have a certain way we present information in our conversation to give you that space to have an experience. And then that's for you to, in this state of heart space, centered awareness, the field of unified consciousness, to, well, did I know that bothered me? No. Oh, okay. Well, and what if it didn't? And then it starts in this state to be able to be different. So that's what we're always encouraging you. And that's our love letter to all of you.
Yeah.
We've gone through so many changes, haven't we, Joan, in being able to open ourselves up this way. You know, inviting ourselves to be, know ourselves as consciousness. And it's just been a remarkable journey. I'm so excited to be on it.
Yes. And don't you feel like there has been, with everybody recently, it's been like a new surge? Or some kind of new shift, I feel like, in it, that we've moved up to the, collectively moved up to another level.
It's so unfolding, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's just, totally. If, as you release, I know in my own path, I've been walking through releasing the idea that I have to suffer, that I have to suffer for anyone else, and is it really helpful? And so that challenges a lot of what our setups are about religion and spirituality and all that kind of stuff. And then about the freedom found as a state of consciousness, that there are no boundaries in that except what we put on it. And I'm still incorporating that into understanding that at the deepest levels. And it's there. It's just me uncovering it within myself. So, yeah, we're all going through lots of changes. And it's exciting to me. It can certainly seem chaotic in all the way the world shows up, but I really don't care.
Well, and I feel this, yes, similar thing. And what it feels like is that there's a revisiting also going on of things that used to, you know, maybe trigger me badly or whatever. But it's like those morphic fields are wafting by, and mm-hmm. you know, we are at choice whether or not to respond in the old way or be different with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you might find this coming up this time of year because, hey, it's Valentine's Day and damn it, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So mm-hmm. What would it be like to be different? Try something different and you might actually have the Valentine's Day that you want.
Yeah. What if you were to meet yourself? We always think we want to meet someone else, right? But what if you just were to meet yourself and that was the someone else? Because you're in this, been in this, I don't want to say delusional state, but this illusional state of reality, and we're inviting you to meet yourself as your truth, at what is core, what is important to you. What is important to you is not necessarily the same thing to those members in your family or to your friends or in your community, except to the place where we're all one and sharing in it. And, you know, it's so easy to follow. It's so easy to follow in a state of resistance, and it's so easy to resist. There's all these different levels and layers of how we participate in the world. And we're just asking, inviting you to listen to yourself deeper than that surface, deeper than what you feel you're comfortable with, deeper than what society is showing up. We determine society. You know, it's not a thing outside of us. It's how we participate in it. So, yeah.
That's interesting. Mm. I mean, that is totally true that we determine society, that we individually and collectively determine society. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you standing there in your own space with all your own collective picture gallery of what mm-hmm. life's like, you are creating your own experience of what's going on outside.
And we're co-creating it.
Well, yes, yes. I mean, I was going away from the group thing, which is, there it is, calling again.
There's their group.
They want to know if you are voting for Ted Cruz. That would be a cruise to nowhere. So the thing is that, you know, we are, if you shift your experience, then your experience shifts. And so if you align yourself as consciousness and start to experience your life as if you were consciousness, because you are consciousness, suddenly you have a more expanded reality and things start to effortlessly fall into place and you get to have that romance with life, and life gets to have a romance with you, and it can energize all your existing relationships too. So you don't have to ditch the long-term relationship, and you don't have to do a geographical to Scotland or whatever. You can have right here in the moment an expanded experience and bring in everything that you want.
Yeah, I think part of our challenge is we've ascribed romance to a person. You know, that, yeah, that it's an individual. And what we're suggesting is to really go back, that it's as consciousness. What if you were experiencing that with yourself? Because we are consciousness. And where all starts from there. And what would you do different today if you held that true? And what would tomorrow bring? And what would Sunday bring when it's the labeled day of Valentine's? It's a day that celebrates heart. And you know, so often the symbol of a heart has an arrow through it. And I've always kind of wondered about that. Does that feel good? I don't even know if that symbol feels good. I never thought about it. I drew it all the time when I was a kid. I don't think a heart needs to be pierced. But yeah.
Well, on that happy note, do you want to bring people out of heart space?
Okay, everybody. So just notice how you're doing, what this is like, what you feel like. there we go. There we go. And just thank yourself. Appreciate being state of gratitude. There we go. And then come back into that emotional terrain and see what it feels like in there. What if you could feel good? What if you do feel good? What if you feel different than when we started this? And what if that was okay? Because that's our reality, is that we do feel good for having been together here. And there's a breath. And come back to that physical heart and notice if it seems a little happier, a little quieter, a little more relaxed. And as you come back to street level there, I always love the way Jones put this, put it back to street level. And just notice what that feels like as you look around your office, as you are off to dreamland. And notice if the colors will be brighter today, if you'll hear a little something different, if you'll notice something right in front of you that's been there all along, and you'll see it differently, you'll feel it differently, you'll think about it differently. And you know, I think one part element of romance, Joan, is it's the unexpected, but yeah, it's the out of the ordinary kind of thing.
Yes.
So what if you just did something spontaneously for someone?
Are we at street level yet?
I think we are.
Okay,
yeah.
In that case, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back talking more about romance as consciousness.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, and we are along here with Janet, and we have been talking about romance and consciousness.
Feels good.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. It feels nice, Joan. Nice. Nice. You know, and it's not what you spend. You know, we have to get out of that. You know, it's, and I don't want to make any judgments to florist or whoever, but one rose is just as nice as a dozen. and each one of us has to hear that. Okay. Because it's the thought, and we say that it is the thought that counts, but it also how you feel and think about that thought. And, you know, it's kind of nice when, I'm sure people who have less than others have, everything it takes is to bring you that one flower or that piece of chocolate, and you don't get the whole box. And that's kind of okay, because it's what that person is connecting to and what I feel about that connection that's important. And I think that's, I want to celebrate romance for what romance is, not for the things that it might encompass. And I want men to feel okay about, but sincere when they buy those roses or those flowers or those chocolates, that you mean it as a way of expressing care and love and affection. That's important. And if you need, it's the dishwasher too, that's fine too.
Yeah. Hey, bring me a new dishwasher.
Yeah, really. Put a pretty bow on it.
Right. You stick a flower in that one. Yeah. You know, first, I let me see, how much is a dishwasher versus a bouquet of roses? And realize that romance is going on all the time. The energy of romance is going on all the time, regardless of the date on the calendar. There is this wonderful energy of creation and appreciation that is coming in and flowing all the time. And you can participate with it. You can identify as it, which is a very empowering thing. And you can dance with it, regardless of the time, space, your age, your status.
I think what the challenge is so much of what we do is habituated response or action. And so when you're with someone, you've been with them for a while, what's nice about first love and romance is that it's not habituated. And if it is, then that's why it doesn't go any farther than that moment. Because you can sense it. It's not sincere. You didn't do this for me. This is just the way you do things. And the women are indistinguishable. The men are indistinguishable from one another. And that's not romance. That's a romantic action that has no romance in it. So we want you to be able to connect to what's really important to you, that you may do a habituated response, but connect to the sincerity of what is intended. And I think people would be a lot happier.
Yeah. Well, on those notes of wisdom, I would like to let folks know how to stay connected with us after the show. And you can listen to the show on YouTube. We have it down on YouTube, so you can lie back and eat your chocolates and binge listen on YouTube. You can also find us on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet on Facebook, and join the group and join the fun. You can follow us on Twitter, at Joan and Janet. And you can also find Janet and I individually on Facebook, Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett on Facebook. And you can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. And message us there and give us your suggestions and things that we can talk about. And we would love to hear from you and give you your 15-minute of fame by mentioning your name on the air. Janet, I'll tell them about my website in just a second, but why don't you tell them about your new meetups and things going on your website?
Oh, okay. So we're going to be meeting Thursday afternoon from 1 to 3 here in Portland, Oregon, starting next week. We already do meetup Tuesday evening from 7 to 9 here. And so we're going to be more opportunities for fun. And so I look forward to some of you joining in if you want. And you can check out my website at you can check out my website at janetandbeyond.com. Sign up for receive my weekly email and subscribe, and you get my list of at least 10 ways to enjoy life. And we look forward to getting you connected. And I'm just thinking about, you were so right when you articulated, Joan, about that romance is about giving, but it's also about being able to receive and allowing for that in our lives. And I may have mentioned men a couple of times in this, and ladies, it's on our shoulders to be helpful, right? To be clear with what is important to us, just as it is for men to be clear about what's important to them. And yes. Then romance flows. Right?
Yes. Yeah. And my website is joan-newcomb.com, and you can find out more about those sorts of things on my site as well. You can answer a quiz on discovering who you are, what your purpose is for being here, and how to live your life with passion. So that purpose and passion is on my site. You can also find out about my meetups. I do meetups in Seattle, Tacoma, Bellevue, and Olympia around the Puget Sound. And I also have a monthly webinar that I give to do with that topic, inner circle, going deep into consciousness. And I have other ways to get in touch with me. I have a private mentorship program on 12 weeks to transformation that you can find out about there too. So that is joan-newcomb.com. And real quick, as we're sliding into home here, do you want to mention our monthly conference call?
That's coming up next. That'll be February 18th, Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific. And you're more than welcome to join us. We enjoy we take an hour and really just go into heart space, look at what's up for those people that are on the line with us and spread the good vibes. And I'm going to challenge everybody, Joan. I want everybody to buy one of those packages of those little Valentines that you do in school. And they're not cheap anymore, you know. I looked at them last year. And fill them out, secret admirers, and pass them out to strangers. What would that be like if you got... Oh, well, then everybody probably thinks they're being stalked or something. Okay, we have to rethink idea, don't we?
It depends on where you live. You can do that.
Yeah.
Downtown Portland, yes. Downtown Detroit, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Of course, Detroit needs all the love it can get.
We can
send love to it, but maybe not run around and...
Yeah, well, Flint, Michigan needs help with their water system. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, everybody, just do something unexpected this week. There's no reason to not have someone to love. So, and we wish you all the very best.
And we love hearing from you, and we would like to remind you that you you said the conference call. Okay, yeah. That's next Thursday. All right. So in the present moment, you have been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett. And thank you so very much, everyone.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.